Komlan, so welcome. Around this time last year, you were helping to raise awareness in Rhode Island about Ebola and how it was devastating lives in West Africa, including your native Liberia. What has become of the group you worked with, Ebola Be Gone? Is it still active?
Well, because of busy lives and other things, and also because of the success of the movement to eradicate Ebola in Liberia, we were very much happy that our goal was accomplished. But we are still very much, we're still paying attention to what is going on in Liberia. As it was declared Ebola free for the second time in August, the end of August.
And take us back a year. Was there a turning point for you? Was there a moment when you decided you had to do something about Ebola?
Ebola was something that was very much unknown to many Liberians. They didn't know what it was. And because of the experience we had with the Civil War, it was something that was traumatic. We needed to do something about it because Liberia lost a generation. And with Ebola coming up again was something that was frightening to many Liberians, being afraid to lose another generation again and seeing people die in the street, bodies lying in the street from Ebola was something that was very much touching to many of us. So we felt the need desperately to do something about it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't just sit by and pretend that it was not affecting us. Just like many Liberians here are supporters of their families back home, we get phone calls all the time saying, oh, the situation is, it's very bad. We see bodies all in the streets. So it was something that we felt that nobody else could get that started except Liberians.
Was anyone close to you lost to this disease?
No, nobody. But
that's good to hear.
For many of my friends and colleagues within the Ebola Be Gone campaign, knew people who perished to the disease, to the virus.
Rhode Islanders with roots in Liberia and other West African countries really seemed to come together during this time. What was this experience like for your community?
It was very positive. You know, we're very much happy that everybody came together as Liberians. You know, we all came together and we said, another tragedy in Liberia again. After 14 years of civil war, another tragedy again. So we needed to act before it's too late. We were together, we got involved. Our first rally at the State House and the supply drive that we had at Hope High School and other places across Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. So it was something that got everybody together and got everybody on their feet. And not just for any reason, but just specifically to raise awareness to the crisis going on in Liberia, and we don't want to lose another generation. That was something that was very crucial that we needed to fight for, needed to raise our awareness, to call for support everywhere we could. And I'm just so grateful for to be in Rhode Island, to be a Rhode Islander, because people from all walks of life came up and say, we need to support the Liberian community, and that happened.
Komlan, so were there responses from Rhode Islanders that surprised you in any way?
I've been in Rhode Island for 10 years, for almost 10 years. I resettled as a refugee, and ever since I came, I've felt, I lived the generosity of Rhode Islanders. So it was not something surprising to me. It was something that I know Rhode Islanders are very generous. And with a crisis, just like we always do in Rhode Island, when somebody's in need, we all come to help. And we're very much fortunate to have all Rhode Islanders come. We had a supply drive at Hope High School. There was a gentleman who drove from Hopkinton to bring supply to our drive center. So those are stories. We have so many stories.
And we all know how Rhode Islanders hate to drive long distances, was a big deal.
So it was something that was amazing.
I'm curious, what's happened in your life since that time a year ago?
So much happened. a friend of mine and I, a few friends and I, we started a nonprofit called the Refugee Dream Center. We all were once refugee. So we came to Rhode Island, and we're very much happy that we got the support from Rhode Island. So we decided to give back to the refugee community because many come and have the difficulty integrating because of the different culture, different life experiences. So we felt a need to help refugees integrate smoothly. So the organization is here in Providence working to meet the needs of refugees in housing, adult literacy programs, and health services, and all those things. So I'm very much grateful just from that period during the Ebola crisis to now. And I've done so much that I'm very proud of. Mm-hmm. And through the efforts of many Rhode Island that I meet, it's just amazing. Mm-hmm.
So that the crisis kind of propelled you in a new direction, too, it sounds like.
It did. It did. I'm just very much grateful to step in and help those in need. Mm. Because I experienced, I grew up in refugee camps throughout my life until 10 years ago when I came to the U.S. Mm. So whenever I
And how old are you now?
I just turned 29 on Thursday. So
happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So it's something that I understand that personally, you know, when somebody's in need. So whenever that happens, I take upon that to act and make sure that this person gets the necessary resources needed.
Anything you hope Rhode Islanders remember a year later from that experience?
I think what we can remember and what we can learn from the Ebola crisis is that we are interconnected. The world is interconnected. What happens in Liberia or China affects us here in America. What happened in Eastern Europe, for example, the refugee crisis affects everyone. And whenever we see these things happening, the best thing to do is ask, what can I do to help?
Komlanso, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.